Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, welcome along. This is episode 13 of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Today's episode is called Love Has No Boundaries. Prem Rawat answers questions from listeners exploring the subject of living consciously, hanging on to your clarity, and riding out the storms of life. Go to www.premrawat.com for more information. Enjoy the episode. This podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. www.udoschoice.com and theudo.com.
So hello everyone. I hope you're all well, feeling good. Weekend has come, and so we're going to be doing some question and answers. How can I find the beauty and peace when there is so much darkness in this world and in me? I can't seem to find a way to connect to this life inside of me. I know it exists, I have felt it in your presence. I would like to chase away all the dark thoughts and the pain in me with love. Well, it's very easy. This is uncanny, but I just answered that same kind of question in Hindi. Very, very similar. So, it really is a matter of you understanding that the darkness is there, but there is also the light. And it completely depends upon you what you choose. The choice is yours. You can choose darkness, and the darkness will be there. You can choose light, and the light will be there. Is it that easy? Is it that simple? No? Guess what? It is. When we walk into that dark situation, most of the time we don't even realize we're walking into the darkness. But we're slowly, slowly but surely walking towards that darkness. Conscious living goes out the window. We don't want to live consciously. That's too much trouble. That's too much. So what do we start doing? Live unconsciously. We don't care. What happens here? What happens there? This is right. This is wrong. This is this way. This is that way. And off we go. We're making these steps. We're taking these steps. We're going towards the darkness. 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 We don't realize it. You know? Getting lost is not an abrupt condition. It's not an abrupt thing. It can happen very slowly. You think you're heading the right direction. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we should be there by now, and we're not there. And then it's like, then the dawning of it can be very abrupt. Then the dawning of it can be, what happened? Where did I get lost? Wrong question. How did I get lost? The question should be, how do I get back on track? Not how did I get lost? So, we go towards that darkness, living our life unconsciously. It's almost like you can call it. That's what's going to happen. But then, there is that possibility of living this life consciously. That I have a choice. Understanding that those things, the source of my light, is in me. The source of my understanding is in me. The source of my clarity is in me. And I don't have to go wandering, looking for it, and wondering, where did it go? And a lot of people say that. It's like, oh, that was such a nice time, then where did it go? Well, it didn't go anywhere. It's in you. It always was in you, always has been in you, and always will be in you till your very last breath. What happens is that our situation, whatever the situation may be, overwhelms us. It's got us. It's defeated us. It has taken over our free will, our choice, our understanding, our clarity. And it has to do that, because it can only get hold of you without those things. And what you have to do is do exactly the opposite. You have to hang on to your clarity. You have to hang on to your hope. You have to hang on to your joy. You have to hang on to your understanding. You have to hang on to your peace. And then, just like a storm, the storm will be gone, the sun will shine again, and all will be well. So, this is what you have to understand. That this is how it works. And you have that beauty, and that beauty will always be within you.
Hello, I'm Justin.
And I'm Lucy.
And together we are the hosts of Plenty Questions.
It's a very straightforward general knowledge quiz.
We ask you 20 questions, one after the other, 5 second gap in between, and you shout the answers out.
And then you tweet us to let us know how you've got on.
See if you can get 20 out of 20. No one has so far, but that's because we haven't started doing it yet.
But we will. And there's also going to be some fiendish brain teasers, so join us for Plenty Questions.
Here's another question. Many people are facing financial job uncertainties. Would you have some words of strength for those facing the situation? Yes. Again, the same thing. Whatever the outside situation, you have to have the strength to go forward, because you do. Now, again, I'm just going to remind you of this example that I give quite often. When you came out of your mother's womb, when you were born, what you had to do was virtually impossible. At that point in your life, you were the most fragile. My God, you couldn't walk, you couldn't talk, you couldn't command people. You couldn't lift anything. You were extremely fragile. And everything literally was stacked against you. You had to, at that point in time, change your world. Literally. I mean literally. All that sustenance that had been up to that point sustaining you was coming from the mother, and now that was going to go away. You had to become independent. The amount of force that you would have had to exert to be able to be born is nothing shy of a huge rocket accelerating away from Earth. You were in mother's womb, completely surrounded by water, and here you were going to come out in this world where you're going to breathe. And I'm just talking about physical situation, and it was totally going to have to be totally, totally, totally different. And so what did you do? You looked at the enormity of the situation and obviously said, no way, right? You wouldn't be born. You wouldn't be born. So, you took on that challenge. That urge was there and you took on that challenge. Of course, you didn't look at it as a challenge. You just found yourself in the midst of it. And that was it. So, do you think any one of these challenges that you are thinking about facing are greater than that challenge that you already have been through? I can't imagine how they could be any bigger than what you have already been through. I talk about unchange. You know, people don't like the word change. I don't want to change. People say to themselves, I don't want to change. So I came up with this one, unchange. So that means that at one point in time in your life, you were incredibly strong. You were incredibly powerful. You were very clear about what your objectives were. You were very precise with them. And you had no hesitation whatsoever to accomplish them. So, unchange. See, the change happened, and now things are very different. So maybe you need to unchange and go back to that strength. Go back to that clarity. Go back to that understanding. Not frailty. Not sadness. Not disappointment. Not these arguments, oh, what's going to happen to me? Take on any challenge that comes. And believe me, this is for a lot of people just a long, long journey that has just begun. Isolation and everything else just is one part of it. After this, we will have to see what happens. Because I can tell you, it's not shaping up really well. Some of the leaders that we have in this world, there are no leaders. And of course not, I'm not going to say who they are. But there are no leaders, and you know it, and you can see them in action, and they're like out to lunch and never came back. And they're still having lunch for, I think, for the rest of their life, they're going to have lunch. They have no idea what's going on. They don't, to them, death and numbers is a statistic. It's something to plot on a graph. And to me, one death that is unnecessary, that was not natural, is too much. We could have done something about it. Yes, we could have done something about it. Let's face it. We don't know how to say help. We have forgotten how to say help. We have forgotten say, let me help you. We have forgotten about humanity. Humanity has gone right out the window. And so far, humanity goes out the window. What do human beings have? Nothing. What can they rely on? Nothing. What can they keep on looking forward towards? Nothing. So this is truly a very, very long journey. So here's another question that's very important, I think. Dear Prem Rawat, I appreciate listening to you every morning. My 95-year-old grandmother is in a home for old people, and the visit to the old people is forbidden. I'm scared she leaves this world without anybody holding her hand and no possibility for us to say goodbye. Oh, actually, it is a grandfather, so I'm sorry. No possibility for us to say goodbye or gather for the funeral. I know he had a long and good life, but I find it sad to end like this. What could I write him to help him in this difficult situation? Only one thing. You love him. That's all you can say. I love you. Please be and please be well. And I love you, and I will always love you. You are in my memories. You will dance in my memories. You will dance in my heart. And I love you. What else can you, what else can you say? You know? You have to accept the situation sometimes the way it is, not the way you have created your picture postcard. Accept it. There's nothing you can do about it. It is unfortunate. It is sad. And they don't want more of these transmissions to happen. That's why the isolation. No, you can't go there. I know you have your little picture postcard, but you're going to have to put that picture postcard to rest for a little while and look at the reality, and the reality is still beautiful. You love him. He loves you. That's the reality. Coronavirus or no coronavirus, you love him. He loves you. No walls, no great distances, not even those two walls can keep that love apart. That's what love is. Love can go through the walls. Love can travel humongous distances. Love can reach down to the bottom of the ocean. Love can reach to the heavens above. Love is. And that's what makes love so special. It has no boundaries. It'll never go away. So far you are alive, you can love him every single day of your life. Now, how incredible is that? How wonderful is that? Accept the situation, and most importantly, accept the love that you have for your grandfather. That's how it should be. Not trying to make our picture postcards that we create in our head, make them a reality. No, look at the reality that is, and maybe that will help you. So, thank you very much, and that's all the time we have today, and we'll get back tomorrow for some more questions. Be safe, be well, be.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 13, series 2 of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Don't forget to check out all of series 1 in case you've missed some episodes, and we'll see you soon. My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to. Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great eps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.